Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, far too many people put pressure on themselves to figure out their path in life when they barely even know who they are. I remember being a junior in high school and being asked by my teachers, guidance counselor, and fellow students which college I was planning to attend. This decision, of course, was based on the universities that were best known to excel in the specific course of study I was supposed to have already figured out, a course of study which would lead me to a specific career path, the one that I would then be expected to follow for the next 40 years until retirement. I didn't have a good answer then, and you know what? I still don't. I've been one of those people who figured things out as I went along, maybe like you. And I've been okay with that, except for the feeling that my way of doing things was not the right way. It was not the preferred way. It certainly wasn't what seemed to be expected of me in high school and by many people after that. Those early messages from so-called authority figures can be hard to forget, especially when the vast majority of people do seem to follow that advice, whether it suits them or not. I recently read in an anonymous poll something like 85% of people worldwide hate their job. Hate? That seems absolutely absurd to me. Now, I'm sure that there are plenty of people that are in a job that does not thrill them, but hate? That seems like an awfully strong emotion to be experiencing on a regular basis. I have traveled to many places in the world, and I know that we here in the West are fortunate to be able to choose the way we make a living, whereas many people worldwide do not. They're either born into an occupation because many generations of their family have been doing the same thing, or they have limited options. So I am well aware of the privilege that we have to choose. But for those of us that can choose, many of us don't. We just pick and stick, and we never give ourselves permission to change course and do something else. Now, maybe I'm in the minority here, but I am absolutely certain that I simply could not tolerate that much suffering 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, times 40 years. Fortunately, the world is changing at an ever-increasing rate. Hey, our current circumstances have proven that to us, if nothing else. And new technologies, the ones that are disrupting entire industries and creating others in their place, are all requiring us to be more adaptive, more creative, and more flexible in our careers. It's taken me some time to come to the conclusion that there really is no one right way, not anymore. There is a way, not the way, and there's always another way as well. With the speed of change in the modern workplace, it's really not such a great idea to get too attached to any one particular way of working or earning a living anyway. I mean, let's face it, as a result of the current pandemic, entire industries have collapsed virtually overnight. In the past, entire cities that had been dependent on one primary industry, I'm thinking of Detroit, Michigan in the U.S., literally became almost a ghost town overnight, leaving residents who all chose the quote-unquote safe path unable to support themselves without significant retraining. Now, maybe my ability and my willingness to change jobs and change careers, reinventing myself every decade or so, has been what's kept me afloat instead of sinking. It has definitely kept me interested and engaged in the world of work instead of counting down the years to retirement like so many others. It always made me think, why waste your life wishing something was over? If you don't want to do something anymore, maybe it's time to consider starting something new, whether it's in the same field or a new one. And is it really all that bad? Now, I really do understand that many people stay in jobs, companies, and careers much longer than they enjoy. I mean, after all, it is certainly considered to be practical, sensible, and mature to do so. And I know many people who need the health insurance and 401k benefits that come with a specific job or industry to keep their families afloat and maintaining any sense of financial security. There are often very real circumstances involving dependents, obligations, and responsibilities that genuinely prevent millions of people from making a change, and they make the sacrifices and evolved, which are simply unavoidable. I was a single parent with three dependent children for over a decade. I wanted to go into the entrepreneurial path during those years. It was simply not possible until my kids were grown and flown. I applaud the people who are heroic enough to slog away at a job they genuinely hate so that they can provide financial stability that others depend on, as long as they are able to do it willingly and out of a commitment to their genuine values, without resentment or playing the martyr. Now, to understand this, I think we need to look at the underlying reason that we simply don't talk about, the one that many of us have never acknowledged as having anything to do with the rationalizations and justifications for why we don't change our path. What am I referring to? Well, simply this: the psychological discomfort of starting over and being a beginner at something, as well as facing the feeling of loss when you let go of anything you've put significant time, effort, and energy into. You know, economists refer to this as the sunk cost fallacy. What this refers to is a belief system that most people have that says something becomes valuable based on the amount of time and energy you've invested in it. And it is this underlying psychological basis that many people remain in jobs, careers, as well as marriages and lifestyles that do not suit them simply because they have, quote unquote, put so much time into it. And that's why we all sit up and take notice when someone close to us has what we like to call a midlife crisis, chucking the whole thing for a new set of choices. We may be clucking our tongues about how reckless it seems, but secretly or not so secretly, we might envy or admire them. You know, human beings love to feel that they are progressing and moving forward. I think it's just hardwired into our nature. I mean, think about how excited you got as a child when you were able to advance from one grade to the next, or graduated from high school and went on to college. Especially here in Western culture, we are so prone to moving forward in life, all the while checking off our little developmental boxes and congratulating ourselves for being on track. In my generation, women in particular were obsessed with what I now understand is called the social clock. What is the social clock? Well, it simply refers to the feeling that we are in sync with the rhythms of life and that we are doing it right. We complete our education on time, get married at the proper interval after completing that education, produce children, buy a house, get that timeshare, go for the promotion, upgrade the house, the cars, and so on and so on and so on. So many of us measure how well we think we're doing by how faithfully we follow that formula, and we continue to think we're doing it right. Only one of the many things I've learned over time: there isn't one right way for just about anything. There is the conventional way, the way of conformity. And now I believe that has quite a bit to do with the statistics about those 85% of people hating their jobs. I mean, obviously, the right way isn't working all that well for all that many people. So if you happen to be someone who is considering reinvention, starting a new career, or becoming an entrepreneur at whatever stage of life you are, don't have a nervous breakdown. Go for it. You will learn a lot about yourself and others. You will become more humble because starting over strips away a great deal of the ego. You know, the ego that gets rewarded when we do things the right way, which means to follow the herd. What I've discovered by being an entrepreneur for the last 10 years is you really get to learn what matters and what doesn't, what you can't live with and what you can't live without. And I promise you, you will no longer be a part of the 85%. So if you've had enough of your perfectionism holding you back, or how about your procrastination, people-pleasing, distractibility, imposter complex, or all of the above, I've got you. And for the first time ever, in addition to my individual coaching program, I'm going to be offering group coaching online this fall. To get all the details, you got to get on the waiting list. There's a link in the show notes and also on my website. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me? Here's my client, Rachel.
I didn't have you helping me along the way to understand a lot of this stuff, the meds would have been a waste for me, a complete and total waste. I would have had a little bit more energy maybe, but still the habits, whatever. There's no magic pill. It's always gonna be something I'm gonna have to work on, and I am understanding that and being okay with that and just kind of working through that and thinking and being intentional and stopping myself and doing all of the things for the first time in my life. I'm gonna tell you right now, the meds have allowed me to slow stuff down enough that I've never been this effective at anything cognitive ever in my life. But I've also never had it explained to me by somebody who understands what's going on in my head either.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.